opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah. Come on, let's do it. Yeah.
Come on. Sometimes the closing news right before we come on is depressing.
Yeah, it's depressing. Let's keep it positive. Today is power.
Yeah.
What is today?
Today is today? Monday, the July. I'm like the July 14th. And it's 197 out. And you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Shasta Live by the Shasta County Chamber.
Yeah.
And we're leaving, streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
Other than it's 196 out, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but you like it.
No, I don't. But you know what I do like? I love my modern car. I love to be able to, with my phone or push a button, and wherever I'm at, my car automatically turns on the air conditioning, which is set at 67 degrees.
Automatic.
And by the time I get to my car, wherever I'm walking from, I climb in, and it's like an ice box.
Oh, so you get a pretty cool down. Pretty cool.
It's amazing. The best invention ever.
Well, but next time you may, I've seen you driving around with your windows down. You may want to just like roll them up.
Shut up.
Sometimes I'll park and leave my Mitsubishi
and
running.
I do that so that I can, it helps to blow my hair back so that I can, you know.
It blew it off.
It dries and falls nicely. It's not my eye.
Yeah. I actually kind of enjoy the heat. I don't enjoy the thick smoke though.
Oh.
Hey, you got any fire updates?
Yeah. The green
Here's the
fire.
Update. Yeah. There's fires everywhere.
Everywhere. We're burning up as usual this time of the year. We start up in smoke.
Well, I asked my brother. So my brother supplies water tendering and a bunch of stuff. He has contracts. And I said, gosh, you must be rolling in the work and the dough right now. And he goes, surprisingly not. And I said, really? And he said, no. And I said, there's fires everywhere. And he's like, yeah, but they're not.
They're letting it burn?
Yeah, there you go. I was going to say, how do we say this politely? They don't seem to be doing anything or calling anybody in. They're just letting them. I said, so
just let it burn.
They're taking Mother Nature and just letting it clear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that's what's happening, but I'm just saying from somebody that makes their living from
geoengineering. Shall we get on that subject? Mm-hmm. No, that's for another time.
That's
right?
Fine. I can
geoengineering.
I can do that all.
Hey,
day.
Well, geoengineering, because a lot of that is coming out now.
How about that company that came forward and admitted that they did cloud seeding in Texas.
Yeah, they did cloud seeding in Texas, right? And now they're unwrapping it about other things about geoengineering being validated by proof. Whistleblowers are coming forward.
All you have to do is go back a few years and you'll see the people at HARP and all that kind of stuff.
HARP.
Bragging about
One of these days we should do a
Our
whole
first guest
radio.
Just arrived, but we're already in the show, so you're just going to have to sit there and be punished, my friend, until our first break. Wait, I'm just kidding.
I do think at some point we need to do a full-blown...
Yeah, geoengineering type thing.
Full-blown conspiracy
radio
show.
I believe Clone Lives Matter.
I think it's time.
I think it's
time for the truth to come out.
Clone Lives Matter.
Clone Lives
Ratings.
Matter.
Ratings. That's we just got the sign. Ratings.
So I did get I made a shirt, Clone Lives Matter, as you know.
Yeah, Clone Lives Matter,
At breakfast.
I want one.
Yeah.
Well, I got one.
Yeah.
The characters remind me of, who is it that, the Scream?
The Scream where they just like, you can't make it out.
Yeah. Well, it was funny yesterday walking around with it and everybody's reading it. Uh-huh. Everybody reads the shirt and they see it. And I would say 90% don't get it at all.
Well, I really didn't believe in the cloud seeding, right? I mean, and then it started happening more and more, and then it's like, it's true. They are seeding the clouds.
So
I mean, they're actually doing environmental. You can jump in any time.
Yeah. They've been cloud seeding, though.
I've been watching it for 15 years.
I was going to say, they've been doing cloud seeding for all the way back into the 60s. They've been doing testing on that.
I guess they're going to
rip it's funny that, so that's one of many subjects, but it's funny at this stage when people say, oh, that's just a conspiracy theory. At that point, I mean, then you're just not paying attention because they're telling you they're doing it.
Well, at one time I thought it was conspiracy theory, but now it's like it's coming out now where it's like, okay, more than even the government's coming out.
I mean,
out saying,
they're making it snow in Saudi Arabia,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're admitting that they do it. So, of course, they're cloud seeding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got mutilated by family for a long, long, long time.
On that subject?
Oh, yeah. It's what brought me down the rabbit hole, so it's kind of nice to get some...
Vindication.
Yeah, for sure.
I told you guys. Now they hold a big sign up.
I just looked up in the sky, and I'm like, that's not normal, and I was about... You know, early 20s.
Early 20s.
Yeah. And they were like, you're crazy. And I'm like, okay. And then now it's
now,
really,
now it's all being validated.
Now it's being like, talked about on the Weather Channel.
I hate the Weather
now
Channel.
It is. It really is.
It like, really is. They're admitting it.
We're going to be sitting up north. Well, don't see too much.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, if they're going to see them, right, and then do it in places where they need water. I mean, obviously, what they did. I don't know. You know, I
got to a whole nother level.
We're ready for the next level.
So it's not just what's coming out of the airplanes. It's what's on the ground that is being turned on amongst those towers to interact with what's being sprayed in the air.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So those towers that everyone was freaking out about when they were being built, those are for a reason. I mean, those are interacting directly with what's being
sprayed. Are you talking about the 5G?
Yeah.
The towers, 5G towers.
Oh, absolutely. You can see on radars where those 5G towers are and the way in which they're moving the actual weather away from the tower and driving it in whatever direction they want. You can't deny it. It's data.
I say we do like a late night.
Yeah.
11 p.m.
Yeah, late night. Well, when I do a little radio show, a little stuff after dark, right? Edgy stuff. I do it called Buzz After Dark.
Yeah, right. Do you mind if I mandate a pajama?
Pajama party?
Pajama party.
Ooh, now we're getting married.
Oh, you don't want me to do that.
Well, because I know you don't wear pajamas. I was going to say.
Wife won't let me.
DJs, come with what you sleep in.
So he's been talking and he hasn't introduced himself yet. I guess
well,
we
that's
should.
Okay, because I was kind of thinking that would be the glory of this coming away.
Well, we are going to be talking about another.
Yeah, a serious subject. Well, another.
We're only two minutes away from our first break, so let's just keep it
already.
Incognito.
15 minutes.
Incognito.
Incognito.
Yeah. We'll just let people. We'll just let people just like writhe in the sexiness of the voice.
Yeah, the sexy.
Yeah.
How much did you pay for that voice?
God bless me with it. So
this is moneymaker.
Yeah. Oh, yes, another conspiracy. I went to. Well, you were there too yesterday, Bigfoot Days.
Bigfoot Hayes.
Bigfoot Hayes in Willow Creek.
Was it smoky there?
It was not bad, yeah.
It was a little bit.
Well, the thing about Willow Creek, it was 100 degrees, but you're in a valley there, so. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I went over to the coast and got
in
that cooler
one. So you were just a smoker?
Yeah, a smoker. Hey, but, you know, they're saying the air quality here is really bad right now. I mean, we're talking about it's not good. Obviously, when you go to walk out.
Well, it's obviously gone through our brain at this point.
I can see, obviously, looking outside, it still has a lot of the smoke, but it's, I guess, probably because of the heat, it's pushed it up. So it's not quite on the ground like it was this morning. But I had to go to, Corning this morning. And I am telling you what, when I got into Cottonwood, you almost couldn't see the car in front of you. It was insane. Like, I was literally like, how is this even possible? Like, this is worse than, like, Thule fog. I mean, it was just a complete gray out.
Thule fog's bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out in Millville, and you guys wouldn't go outside every day if you saw it from my vantage point. I mean, it's absolutely horrible. You can't see the Trinity Mountains or anything.
No, I know.
It's pretty crazy. We have all the big electric poles that go across the plains. You can hardly see those from my front door.
Mm, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Cool. Okay, well, look, let's take our first break.
Yep.
And then
we'll get into it.
Yeah, dancing with Jake.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Do you feel like a Joe Rogan clone?
Yeah. I love it. I work out all the time. And
minus the bank account.
Yeah. I'm trying to get that part down, but...
Working on it.
That hemp thing's going to make that happen.
We got some...
Cool.
We got some... Yeah, good background music going
there.
Yes,
there you go.
Yeah.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Michael Camfolt. I citizen of Shasta County, proudly. And
born and raised?
No. Actually, I've had roots up here all my life. I started coming up here when I was about 7 years old. San Jose, and spending the whole summer up here with my Uncle Brian and my grandpa up on Silverthorne. And yeah, I've been coming here and decided to move here about 12 years ago, mm-hmm. Permanently. So I have two daughters and a wife, and we're pretty happy. So.
Well, you don't just have two daughters and a wife. You have how many cows?
Oh, geez. It depends on what time of the year, but usually we have about 50, 60 head out there. Right now, we moved them. We have just a couple that are just pets out in the back pasture.
So you're a rancher?
Yes, yes, sir. Proudly.
The rest have all gone to... To steak heaven?
all the steers, but you know, a lot of the heifers and the yearlings, they're all down in the cooler areas. So. Mm-hmm. Okay. So yeah, I grow produce and
do you do bees at all?
No, but actually I want to get into it, but it's, you know, you gotta kind of work your way into that space. You can't just put bees out, I found out. So
the process, there's a process.
The people that are doing it, pretty much, there can only be so many bees, from what I understand, per zone or whatever. So I actually know the guy that has bees the next property over, and he's doing a great job. But it's nice because they come over and they pollinate and mm-hmm. do their thing. My fruit trees I just planted last year are already producing fruit. So
how did you get into ranching?
Oh, geez. Well, I fell in love with my ranch. We had a
that's a good thing.
We had a primary residence in East Reading, a really nice home in a nice neighborhood. And I stumbled on the ranch, geez, about 4 or 5 years ago, and I had to have it. It was, you know, large, large piece of land. And I did whatever I had to get it, and I just saw the value in owning property.
And it, just so you know, because I got to see that happen, it was
ugly. Yes, I knew you were going to say that.
It was ugly what he did to get it.
Yeah.
Is that why you're still walking funny?
I knew you were going to say that. No. Don't listen to these guys.
Well, it could be anything. So the reason we're talking to you is because one of the industries that we want to pursue for Shasta County mm-hmm. is the industrial hemp. Right?
Amen.
Cultivating hemp. And I know it's, you know, we were told, oh, well, you know, the general public's not going to understand that, the difference between hemp and cannabis and all that stuff. But I'm like, yeah, well, if I get it,
Yeah.
If I can understand it, and I'm the dumbest one in the group, then I guarantee the rest can understand it.
Hear, hear.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely,
right?
I agree with that.
Thank you very much.
So, you know, I think right now we're in a period of time, like, you know, me personally, if you'd ever said anything to me, it would just make sense one way or the other with hemp. But since this has kind of opened up, there's a huge reinsurgent across, well, North America, I should say. The rest of the world has embraced industrial hemp forever because it's an incredible crop, and it has very few negative things, only benefits in so many ways. But, you know, this country shut it down, as it has done over, you know, the decades and centuries that we've existed, to suit certain industries and not all. And when there was a period of time when the discovery that how well hemp actually works in so many different areas, from construction to clothing manufacturing to
fabric.
I mean, just all those things, you know, it was going to put a real kibosh on cotton, which was already established in the South, right? And there was a, you know, an industry that was very much like everything in this country. When at some point something becomes very lucrative and profitable, it then turns into a thing, not necessarily a positive thing, right? It's not all about the cotton now and just growing. It's now become a place of power and authority and manipulation, and, you know, it gains a lot of control through, you know, what do you call them?
Monopolies?
Well, that, yeah, those kinds of things.
Special interest groups?
All that stuff. But, I mean, you know, so then it was very much then brought to the American people that this was a very bad thing, you know, that, it's marijuana. It's like, no, it wasn't. It's like, you know, if it's grown properly the way, you know, that it's supposed to be grown for industrial purposes, I mean, you can suck on it and smoke it all you want. Nothing's going to happen to you.
Nope.
It's not, it doesn't even, I mean, it looks the same in the sense that it has a leaf here and there, but it's about 10 times the height, and it looks like a giant piece of bamboo with some scrappy leaves hanging from it, right?
Absolutely.
And it's sad that this is what, this is the stigma or the brainwashing.
Or the brainwashing, whatever.
Or whatever it is that, you know, people think about it.
Well, I started to get into it when our friends over in Humboldt started to mention industrial hemp being used for construction.
Mm-hmm.
And
Specifically
for construction. Yeah. And then a little bell went off, and I'm like, well, why couldn't we do that here? Turns out we can,
mm-hmm.
right? And that specifically for Shasta County, houses or buildings built with industrial hemp, and you're going to have to correct me if I'm wrong because I'm not going to have the terminology.
I got your back.
Yeah. But from what I understand, it's fire retardant. So if you actually build a house out of industrial hemp, which they do all over the place,
absolutely,
it buys you at least an extra hour.
At least. Yeah.
Mm. You want to tell us a little bit more?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, going back to what James said, as soon as the petroleum and the textile industry, not to mention the healthcare industry, figured out how much of a threat hemp was, you know, to their bottom line, that's when it was prohibited. And what's great about it is now it's being introduced back into our country, thankfully. And, I mean, it has an incredible fire retardant, you know, rate to it. I've seen figures up to 3,000 degrees, which to a firefighter is significant. So, to me, it's a no-brainer, not just for building, but, you know, for everything. I mean, hemp really is an amazing, amazing plant. I spent a number of years, you know, lobbying for it down in Sutter and Yuba County. I actually helped them pass their ordinances. I was one of five that spent many, many months, you know, going back from Reading to Yuba to sit with Board of Supervisors and led town hall meetings and ultimately was part of a very small group that got them to open the doors on it, and it's been very, very successful. I actually helped a textile company from the East Coast move to the West Coast. But the textiles alone is significant and can produce a lot of opportunity in Shasta County.
Well, and also the research that I've been doing since this whole thing came up is that there is very, I mean, There are some amazing outfits throughout the United States that have sprung up over the last 10 years in cultivation and processing. And some of these processors now can't even keep up with the amount that needs to be processed that the farmers mm-hmm. are producing. So that's really where the bottleneck in this country is. It's not the ability to grow it, because we have lots and lots of opportunity to grow it. It's the processing. The plant is every part of it can be used, from livestock feed to industrial building materials in different methods, like hempcrete, but then also textiles. So all the plant can be used in every stage and at every level. It's just taken a while for the technology to get there to process it. It's hard to harvest because it's so tall and stringy. So, you know, people have been having to really reeducate on how to process it and use it. But the plant itself is also very helpful to the environment. It's it has an amazing ability to pull carbon out of the air and sequester it into the soil, which then in turn acts as a natural fertilizer. A lot of farmers are actually growing it as a rotation crop, just because for that purpose alone, it really conditions the soil in a really great way. And it's resistant to
You've been doing your homework.
Yeah,
fungus. He really has. I'm impressed.
Fungus and aphids. Now, you know, if you're producing the plant for seed and oil, then, you know, that changes some things. I mean, I know that there are people that get a little worried about that. But, you know, something in Shasta County, we're looking at, you would harvest the plant before it goes to bud into seed. That's not something that we want to produce. So, I mean, there's really, you're getting it actually, you don't want your plant to get there, because it actually pulls a lot of the nutrients from the stock, which is where you want to keep that nice and healthy growth and thickness, so you get more yield. But, you know, there's really not a lot of negatives. Doesn't require a lot of water.
Well, so as we started to get into this, it turns out that Shasta County actually has industrial hemp ordinance, right? So you can actually grow it, cultivate it indoors.
Indoors, yes, that's correct. So basically there is an ordinance in place, which is pretty useless in my opinion.
Yeah, like, you can't grow enough indoors.
Yeah, I mean, it's not if you're growing it for, you know, there is a flower component to hemp that contains, you know, CBD and the other cannabinoids. There's quite a bit of cannabinoids that hemp
again
produces.
But that's not psychedelic.
That's not psychedelic at all. Yeah, in fact, some of the most powerful cannabinoids, you know, you pull from hemp, and there's CBN, CBC, CBG. I could go on and on. There's just 150 plus. And our human body actually contains an EDS, an endocannabinoid system, and we're actually designed to intake cannabinoids to feed that system, which you mentioned livestock feed earlier. Back in the early days, you know, landowners were actually required to grow hemp on their land. You know, this is before prohibition, but hemp was actually fed to livestock, which in turn transferred to the human from livestock consumption, and then we got our cannabinoids that way. Well, as soon as they took that out of the livestock feed, basically that's when human disease spiked, and that's where your healthcare component came in and said, "Nah,
we were going to save the conspiracy money. Show until later."
No, this is all factual information. I mean,
no, I believe you.
Yeah, no, 100%. It was just as much of a threat to healthcare as it was to petroleum and textile.
And you know what? I discovered, I was watching a whole bunch of stuff, went down a rabbit hole, and literally went down it today, is the use, and it just blew my mind, the use of nicotine. I mean, that nicotine is a wonder, is a wonder cure. I mean,
it really is.
Right? And they're like, yeah, I mean, it's proven that nicotine in certain forms and doses, it is a miracle for so many things, from, you know, but again, they you know, they don't want to talk about it because it does too many good things.
So tell you what, let's take our bottom of the hour break.
Yep.
And we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Funk us out.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Ooh, calling on me, mama.
Well, that didn't take you long to catch on to that.
There you go.
Welcome back, Shasta Live.
Yeah,
Rasta.
We're talking with Michael. About
hemp. Just the
It's benefits. Funny that you said that at some point in our history that it was required to grow hemp because I did. Read that
because it had so many things that well, were George, needed.
I believe George Washington required.
Well, money was printed on it for God's sakes.
Yeah. Well, and
were George Washington's teeth made out of hemp?
No, he should have used it. But apparently, you were required to grow hemp.
Absolutely.
To help build the sails of the ships.
Absolutely.
Oh, and the ropes. So
The ropes
and the shells, right?
Oh, they made everything out of it.
Yeah, so it's a beautiful crop. I mean,
it's also pest resistant, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's very, very. It's not like your traditional cannabis where you know that it's very resistant. It uses little water, and
you can put a lot of it on a little piece of land. You can row grow it, right? But you can also just a natural, I don't know what they call it, but just like the seeds can be tossed, you know, by the thousands and you can get.
Yeah. You have to like drill seed properly, but yeah, I mean, you could really stack them in there. It's a great crop. I've seen some massive, massive hemp farms. In fact, I walked on to one of the creators of the Lion King up in Oregon. And one of the most beautiful fields of any crop that I've ever seen. I mean, it was, I'll never forget it. It was massive, and every plant was absolutely beautiful. But it is a
beautiful. Where was its stage? Was it in its tall growth, or was it still medium?
No,
size?
It was.
Because some hemp can get up to like 13, 14 feet.
This was a pretty mature crop, but
so how long does it take to mature from seed to harvest?
Not long.
Mm-hmm. Like in our climate, we could probably get two crops a year out of it.
I knew the facts, but I can't remember what it was. But it's like from seed to harvest. Yeah. It was like Is it like maybe 4-6 months?
No, it's shorter than that.
Is it?
I'd say you got about 3 months in there.
Oh, so that's fast growing.
And yeah, it grows really fast. I mean, it's
from what I understand, you need about 10 acres per house.
Right. Right.
For hempcrete.
For hempcrete.
Yeah. For hempcrete.
Because then it mixes with.
Well, explain to people what is hempcrete though.
So hempcrete, right?
Concrete.
Hempcrete.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a building material. And you need limestone for it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I'm not sure.
Which, by the way,
we have.
Shasta County has several beautiful limestone quarries.
We have the hook on that.
Already in existence. So really what you need is a farmer to grow it and a facility to process it.
Right.
And then somebody that wants to produce the crete, right?
Right.
And then get people in California to, you know, adopt that form of building. Because, I mean, you know, we did discover there are things, right? Like, not everybody is ready to allow it to be built because they don't know all the information as far as, like, its, you know, strength and stuff. But one of the things that we haven't mentioned, which is could be almost number one with hempcrete, is its thermal conductivity and its regard to
heat
from fire. But even more importantly than that, it's protection from fire, I mean, is that you can build a house out of hempcrete and turn the air condition on in Reading in the morning and bring the house down to a nice 72 degrees and turn it off. And you probably could get through 80% of the day and never have to run your air conditioner again.
Well, that's worth it all right there.
Yeah, he's not lying. That's facts.
Just because it has incredible thermal protection.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a great insulator.
And it makes the concrete lighter,
right?
Even though it
significantly
does produce a lot of strength. It's not, you know, by volume, it actually takes up a lot of space within in the concrete pour. And so
when was hemp and cannabis, when were they merged together as far as a campaign, right? Because at some point they were actually completely separate.
Well, I think,
and then,
you know, a lot of it got caught up in just the appearance and the stigma surrounding, you know, separating that. You know, there's definitely a difference there.
There's a complete difference, but what's so weird to me is California has legalized marijuana. Why is something that is illicit and that was the taboo that's causing all this problem legal to both grow and smoke or you process or eat or whatever you want? But the one that doesn't do that, that actually has a benefit for humanity and industry, is so frowned upon.
Isn't that kind of controlled by the special interest groups? And that
it's right? Just weird to me.
Yeah,
is that kind of like a political 100%. Arena then when you get into that arena?
Yeah.
Right?
And, yeah.
I mean, that just doesn't compute to me.
And, you know, hemp's federally legal. So I feel like there's a lot of oversight. I mean, there's oversight on both, but it's just we're living in a really, you know, odd time when it comes to these things.
Maybe you understand this more than I do. So we have an ordinance in Shasta County. It allows you to grow hemp indoors.
Indoors, right? Yes.
Okay. And from what I've understood or understand, that a lot of that kind of behavior or thought process or ordinance things that have been put in place is because if you grow hemp near somebody that might be growing cannabis for psycho, you know, if for processing, if the, you know, if they're whatever it is, they have their permits and all that stuff, and it is legal to do that. There's a good chance that the hemp is going to what's the term,
cross pollinate
and retard the one that they're trying to make psychoactive, and it will actually at some point, if you let things just happen, it will dumb down the psychoactive one and destroy it over time. So
it'll cause it to produce seeds and do all sorts of things you don't want it to do.
That you don't want. Yeah. So they have actually talked about, and it's written that there are places throughout the country that they actually grow hemp for that purpose, is
to combat the cannabis growth.
The cannabis growth that are being done illegally.
Yeah, that's my biggest argument.
You destroy it
locally.
Yes. So what's so weird to me is then, and then you need cannabis on a large scale for industrial, right? You know, thousands of acres of it. And stuff.
Right.
You could do a lot of pot plants, right? But you don't need the same volume to do what you want with psychoactive cannabis, right? So why shouldn't it be flipped, that cannabis that's going to be smoked or processed indoors, for that should be indoors, right, where it's protected
right
from people that are crazy trying to look for it and stuff, and the stuff that has none of that should be outdoors.
Well, my simple statement to that is it just absolutely doesn't make any sense. In Shasta County, you know, you can grow traditional THC flower in town, but you can't, you know, in the rural, more rural areas, you know, that's what they're shutting down and going after. So my argument is, well, why not, you know?
Is that because it's not, like, we don't have an ordinance for that?
We don't have an ordinance in place.
Okay, but for growing.
Yeah, and there are a few entities that were, you know, working with universities and whatnot that were able to do it unsuccessfully, but, you know, it's something we're trying to work with and change.
So don't we have a big processing, I mean, in Shasta Lake? Isn't there a lot? Or there was a whole big, gigantic growth there in their industrial park of
Yeah, that's on the licensed THC side.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're doing their thing up there.
Okay. But I guess maybe I'm still not understanding you. You can grow it within the city limits?
Yes. As far as...
For personal use only or for
you're allowed 6 plants, I believe, in town.
Uh-huh.
On the THC side,
but
people aren't going to grow 6 hemp plants. I mean, maybe they will, but
you're not allowed to grow the
yeah.
What do we call it? What's the word? Because I'm still confused. What are we calling the stuff that you smoke and eat?
Cannabis,
just cannabis.
Yeah, you know, I call it traditional cannabis.
Okay, traditional
THC
cannabis
flower.
So you can't grow traditional cannabis out in the rural areas?
Not to my knowledge. I mean,
just in Shasta County.
Yeah, just within city limits. So,
there you go.
Doesn't
you
make any sense.
You have chickens.
I'm going to change it though.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so weird. Yeah.
So weird.
James, you could actually grow it in your backyard with your chickens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? You could be
with ADU.
It up.
And my one
ADU.
I get one. What is it? A beehive.
One beehive.
So I have my four hens, my one beehive. Now I can start growing some dope.
Yeah.
I wonder if you could.
Next to grandma in her ADU.
Yeah.
James, you're such a dude.
So I'm wondering if you could actually grow hemp within city limits.
Indoors?
I mean, yeah.
Because if you have.
What does constitute indoors? A canopy?
Actual indoor building that's, you know, separated from outside environment.
So if you actually had a backyard, chicken coop and all this stuff going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you decided to grow some hemp.
Right.
And put that in the feed.
Right.
And in the soil.
Right.
That would be of a benefit to the.
I could go to farmer's market with my cannabinoid eggs. Free-range cannabinoid eggs.
Well, imagine when you feed it to, you know, live, like cows. I mean, it's going to come out in their milk and in their meat, and it transfers over to everything. So, I mean, then your body's able to process that and feed your EDS. It's a nice cycle, but they took that away from us for a reason, because it's beneficial. So.
Well, it's something we're going to work on.
Right? Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And, with all of our hearts.
We'll make something happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what. Stay with us. Let's take our last break, and then we'll come back and talk about our favorite.
While we're on our break, we're going to have some chocolate just to get ourselves
focused. There
you go. Focused.
Yeah. And we'll be right back.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Stay informed with our county's most reliable news. Tune to KCNR every Monday at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief provides precise, local-only updates and compelling discussions critical to our community. Have a lead? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or reach out via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a DM. The Town Hall Brief, the authoritative source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
In live, I will, because yeah. That pissed me off.
Oh, me too. That lady was something else.
Did you just have a heart attack?
No, I actually did. That
okay.
He was going to roll with it.
I mean, I
what stayed during the break stays in the break.
What happens here?
Oh, we are back now.
We are
now
back. We're live. This is the real deal.
Hello.
I got thrown under the bus. I was on a soapbox that was like 40
you were
feet
going
high.
Man on
and Nigel
roll.
Said, we're live on air.
He was killing it. He was killing it. Nothing but facts.
Yep.
Spitting it out there.
What is it? Facts don't care about your feelings?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Facts. Shasta Live. So this is a good segue into our
you
favorite.
Forgot to tell us real quick how was Bigfoot Days?
Bigfoot Days was great.
Yeah. Bigfoot Haze was great.
We're a big proponent and supporter of that, even though it's not within our county. It is a good neighboring county.
And Bigfoot's in our neighborhood.
Well, I was going to say, but absolutely. Bigfoot can't be owned. It's an iconic, you know.
International.
Yeah.
And I think Bigfoot would be a solid proponent of hemp.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He uses,
main staple.
He uses it for toothpicks.
Yep. That's right. No, Bigfoot Days is great. Love going to Willow Creek.
Yeah, Willow Creek.
It's one day, thousands of people show up.
That's so cool.
It was great.
Yeah.
Motorcycle.
And then you went to the coast with your significant other to get some fresh air and
fresh
cool
air.
Weather.
Yeah, cool down.
That's why you're.
Auric Rodeo.
You're a little brownie right now.
A little brownie. A little brownie, yeah.
You two match. You're the same color now.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Now the smoke and all that.
Yeah.
But you had some fish and chips.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah, Schmidt's Jambalaya, House of Jambalaya.
How was it?
It was really good. It's a 10. It's like, whoa, if you guys ever go there, Schmidt's. House of Jambalaya.
Man, that sounds great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Real Cajun food. I mean, they brought that flavor, you know, to Crescent City, so they're doing really good with it, too.
Nice.
Okay, Mr. Reading Buzz, any interesting new restaurants popping up?
Yeah, there's the Spice Garden that opened up. Used to be, the Taj Mahal. And now new owners took over it. Now they're going to have a buffet, right, in the near future. And then also there's 365 Reading. It's almost like
they joined our
That's what I would have called it. I would call it what the
Hey, what the?
Hey, I made
you don't
that
hit
up
that
right
7 second
now.
Out, Mike. The whole day we're being good.
I was gonna say, look at us all pick up our phone, clicking.
Yeah.
The domain.
Yeah,
GoDaddy.
You know, I was gonna buy the domain name like about 7 years ago. That like Faux Billy, really? I sat on for about 3 days and went back, and somebody already bought it. Faux Billy. Like, you know, faux, but it's Faux Billy. But anyways, today was a big launch of
the
365.
Today.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they opened it.
They actually joined the chamber.
And they joined the chamber. Nice. Oh, I didn't know they actually joined the chamber yet.
Nice.
Anyway, so it was a big thing. 30 free bowls of pho for the first 30. And then at 5 o'clock, they did another free 30 bowls of pho.
That's total fun.
Fun.
Yeah, you can do all of sorts of ways.
For those of us who are a little slow, what is that?
It's a soup, Asian soup. Yeah, soup with made from a broth, different types of.
There's quite a few, obviously.
Ways approach it, right? But this is like the original.
Vegetable, egg, all kinds of
but
stuff.
But what makes this so different is that it takes 2 days to make his base, his broth, right? So it takes 2 days, and he has these two 220-gallon containers that he rotates them out.
So where is
you bury the bones for 3 days,
and then dig them back up,
and then dig them back up.
Put chocolate on it. But anyway, no, it's right next door to Five Guys, a few doors down from Five Guys.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I did see that one.
Yeah, it used to be Moto T or something like that.
We'll have to go check that.
Yeah, and then there's Britain's Barbecue. And Anderson, they're going to be opening up on the 22nd.
Britain's Barbecue.
I'm
excited about that one.
Yeah.
You know, I like the name, and it sounds like it's good, but I don't think of Britain or British or anything when it comes to barbecue.
I think it
might
be Brighton's.
Brighton's?
Brighton's, maybe?
Oh, maybe. I don't
know. It's his last name.
Is it
Bobby Britton?
Oh, Bobby Britton.
There
okay.
you go.
Well, then,
so
okay,
Britain's,
the last
Britain's
name.
Barbecue.
Yeah, he's a friend of a friend. Because
when I watch YouTube, you normally see British people doing their channel on coming to America to try barbecue.
Yep.
Anyway, that's what's happening. That's the quick of it. You know. Yeah. And pretty soon, Grange is going to be opening.
You know what? I'm not even holding my breath anymore.
No, you
no,
ought to
they,
see the.
They have the little red thing outside the building.
Yeah, they're
the red thing.
The red awning.
Oh. Yeah, the awning, like, right. They're about ready.
Red thing.
And then the Reading pickleball court that's going to be opening soon.
In that,
which is
place
next door to the
that,
the Grange.
That I think is actually kind of cool because
that is cool.
You know what? I like to do sports indoors where there's air conditioning.
Right.
And then another pickleball court. Open off of 273 Eastside Road. So
wow.
Two That's indoor awesome. Pickleball courts.
Mr. Michael.
Yes, sir.
What are some of your favorite places to eat around town or around Shasta County? Well, you're out there in Millville, Palisadro.
Yeah.
No, what are some of your favorite places to eat?
Well, I think the wife's listening, so.
obviously,
her kitchen is number one.
I haven't heard of the wife's kitchen. That sounds good.
Yeah, it's she's my wife's
Check
awesome cook.
Yeah. Italiano?
No, but that woman can cook just about anything, and it comes out amazing. It's
good for her.
Yeah, she's awesome.
You guys got stuff that you grow yourself because I bought one of your hogs and it was amazing.
Yeah. I mean, the owner Kent's told me I produce some of the best pork. I do, you know, beef and. All sorts of produce.
Can people buy your
eggs?
Produce?
We had a crop failure last year because of the grasshoppers. They just completely wiped us out. So we took last year off. I got to get a little more professional about it because I was raised Italian, and in Italian culture, you give a lot of things away. And, it's popular with the dance moms. They all liked my salsa. I make killer salsa and,
That's right. The dance moms.
Yeah. The dance moms.
I forgot your one of his daughters or both of them. I don't know where in do dance and my niece. That's where we ran into
CDC.
Each other. Yeah. I attended my first to watch my niece do her first solo and I got into a total fist fight, knock him down, drag fight with a dance mom. The very first time I showed up.
Really, James?
Oh, yeah.
It was awful.
Hey,
it was awful.
The dance mom thing is real. I can attest to that. But my wife, she's like she reels them all in. It's funny.
All the moms?
I might get in trouble for saying this, but I don't care.
Whatever. Yeah.
It's the truth.
It's the truth. So I've never heard of that.
So before. Restaurants outside the mama's kitchen.
Oh, geez. I like a little everything. My kids have been dragging me. It's really what my kids like.
That seems to be the
Or will they
tolerate?
I'm a big fan of Nello's. Like if I could pick and go have a nice Italian dinner, I like Nello's.
I love Nello's.
Yeah, it's just
we were just there about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's so good. I love it. It's Italian. I could eat Italian every day. Anywhere with a killer steak, Jack's or,
And when I go to Jack's, I eat the beer battered prawns.
Oh yeah, those are bomb. Yeah, we do a lot of cooking at home. In fact, I think that's what she's at home doing right now. Lucky me. So,
but those two restaurants are really good. I mean, they're mainstays, right?
Yeah.
They've been around, test of time, survived through thick and thin, up and down. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to eat a lot of Kobe's and, geez, everywhere. We try to
spread
when we first moved here, we were the talk of the town. We went to dinner almost every night and we're tipping nice and everyone loved us, but you know, it's like COVID happened and we kind of stepped back from going out a lot and it got us conditioned to cooking at home a lot more. So.
Well, and you, I've seen it since I've known you. You've transformed your body and soul and right. You've always been who you've been. That's what I fell in love with you is you're my little unicorn, right?
Yes, sir.
Right?
I got goosebumps.
But you've made a lot of changes in your life and how you do. And you look fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm on a pretty cool journey right now. Mm-hmm. I, you know, gave up all alcohol and got in the gym and, you know, got my spirituality, in line, and it's just done wonders for me.
Yeah.
So I feel like a grown up now. I was a wild child for a while. Yeah. So
welcome to adulting.
Yeah. I'm definitely a full blown dad and husband now. And, that's what I enjoy doing.
Yeah.
Being there for my family is number one, and my animals at home. I'm kind of like, you know, the Tiger King of Millville Plains without the crazy, but I have a little bit of everything.
That would be a good title for a book. Tiger King of
Millville. So you're more the Cow King.
Yeah, the Cow King. You know, I love my animals. I go out there and talk to them. In fact, I fed them like, I don't know, 50 pounds a day old donuts yesterday, and that was pretty fun.
Well, that's where the little sweet on the pork chop comes from.
Oh yeah, your pork had I went to
molasses, I think you said.
Yeah, I went to Costco the last few days and I loaded up on apples and cupcakes and I just felt so bad. I was like, the last day I went out there and fed them cupcakes and
here's your goodbye cupcake, lover.
I actually like snuck off and let the wife deal with it, the butcher and all that. And
so it's kind of I'm like a last meal kind of a thing.
Yeah, I'm a softie when it comes to the animals. I got a turkey out there right now that just she's my little buddy.
So you don't think
Thanksgiving or
well, you not Thanksgiving are you going to pardon her?
I grew up the male turkey that I had this last season. I got. He's 37 pounds. He's still in the freezer, but
wow.
Yeah. I just don't know what to do with them. It's so big. Like I need like 20 people to feed to justify cooking.
So I just want to hit on something here because
yes, sir.
You're the second, second or third ranch family, couple that I've talked to where it's the wife that goes out
mm-hmm.
and finishes the animals and the guys like
I love them.
What is that about the
yeah we actually just kind of
pull that trigger
kind of made our ranch official. We gave it a name and mm-hmm. It's an actual business now, which is pretty cool.
What's the name of the business?
Gold Plains Ranch Co.
Oh cool.
Yeah, GPR
okay.
Co.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cool. I, you know, cause when you fly over I actually had the luxury of flying in over my house the other day on United. And yeah, it's the Gold Plains.
I mean, mm-hmm. okay. Yeah, the Millville Plains.
And there's some secrets out there that are golden. Mm-hmm. And I've explored that too, but, yeah.
It's, well, that's at 3,500 an ounce almost.
I know. It's just expensive.
There goes a secret.
It's expensive to really, really get it out of the ground, but I've done my studies and we are.
For another show, but I just saw they just posted. So, you know, scientists have for years and years and years tried to figure out where truly how gold is made, where it's from.
Yeah.
And they have just discovered how I think there's other processes, but how one process, they've actually now documented it being made.
Yeah, they're doing it at CERN.
And it has to do with the, why you find it a lot in the veins of like the quartz crystals. It's actually the crystals and it's the earth's pressure during earthquakes that cause an electrical current to have it start building.
Yeah, they actually discovered a new fault. We have
9 seconds.
Geologists from Colorado, and they were out studying this new fault line uh-huh. right underneath my house. So.
Andreas, here we come.
Yep.
Yeah. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.